谢神，我们在今天这个主日当中，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, in Sunday morning, we continue to study the Word of God.
好，我们请大家起立，我们先来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read today's passage.
啊，我们可以看到屏幕上的《约翰福音》十章九节。好，我们起来。
Let's read John 10:9.
好，《约翰福音》十章九节起。我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救，并且出入得草吃。好，感谢神，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you, you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Come to seek and to save those of us who are falling.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上，上帝无罪的羔羊代替我们，担负我们的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己。
Thank God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and died on the cross and bear our sin.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，给我们这一切信靠耶稣的人有永生的盼望。
He was dead, buried, and third day raised from the dead, and he gave us all those who trust him have the eternal hope.
感谢神将你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank God that gave us your word.
让我们借着圣经能够来认识主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
So the Bible we can know the salvation that Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣说，我就是门。
And Jesus said, I'm the door.
我常常觉得啊，今天让一个人听起来最伤心、最绝望的一个词是什么呢？
I'm thinking about it today, there's one sentence we hear that makes people feel most desperate and sad is what?
没门。
And it's no door, but in the English, basically, it's no way.
我们最不喜欢听见别人对我们说没门。
And we don't like people say to us, no way.
比如说我是小朋友，我去商店里我看到有好喜欢吃的 ice cream， 我就给爸爸妈妈讲爸爸妈妈给我买点 ice cream 吧。
And for example, if I'm a children, I went to the store with my parents, I see all very tasty ice cream, and I cried to my parents, say, hey, buy some ice cream for me.
我爸妈跟我说没门。
And the parents told me no way.
然后身患绝症的病人。当他听到别人对他说你这个病还想治好没门。
And even the people with terminal illness people, when people hear people said, if your sickness can be, there's no way your illness can be healed.
比如说一个乞丐饥肠辘辘身无分文他想进入到一个饭店想讨一点东西吃。
If a hungry bag and they want to enter the restaurant to get something bag for some food.
然后这个饭店把门关上没门你不要进来。
If the restaurant just keep them shut out of the outside of the restaurant, they said, no way, you shouldn't come in.
所以没门这个词让人很绝望。
So this word of no way, it's very desperate for people.
我前段时间看到一个视频这个视频呢可能会让人有一些不安。
And not long ago I see a video, and I have to acknowledge that video maybe makes some people uncomfortable.
但是呢这个视频确实是反映的是一个真实的世界。
But that's a true event.
我们基督徒并不是逃避这个世界。
And a Christian is not trying to escape from this world.
我们基督徒不是说活在童话世界。
And we are not living in the,
fairy
tale land.
我们是 明明知道这是一个充满罪的世界，我们还要扑到这个世界当中，进入到这个世界当中，要与这个世界上的罪恶征战，要抢救人的灵魂。
And the Christian knows this is a very sinful world, and we rush into this world. We want to fight for God and save the soul of this world.
所以基督徒呢，一方面是上帝的羊，一方面呢又是基督的战士，这并不矛盾的。
So Christian, on one hand, is the lamb of God, and on sheep of God. On the other hand, we're the soldier of Christ. There is no contradiction here.
接下来这个视频可能会让人有些不安啊。但是呢，这是这个世界的事实哈。
I want to show a video. Actually, may make somebody feel uncomfortable, but that's what happened. The truth.
I 试过可以播放的。这就是在今天这个世界发生的事情。
That's what happened in today's world.
就是一个老年妇女被殴打。
Old lady was beaten.
另外一个那个看门的走过来，他是做什么呢
？And we watched in the end of this video, and the person in the in the store or whatever.What he did?
他在关门。
He closed the door.
今天这个世界很多的时候，他是在关门。
Today, a lot of times in this world, we close the door.
他知道你绝望，他知道你无助，他知道你被苦难，但是呢，世界对你关上了。
And we know that people in the desperation and in the suffering.And in the difficulties, but we close the door.
今天这个世界上很多地方你会看到门，对不对？随处可见，到处有门。
And we can see in this world, you see a lot of doors everywhere.
但这个世界上很多很多的门，为什么在那个地方？它是为了让人不要进去。
And today, a lot of doors here. The reason they're there is for people to keep people out.
你随处可见，就是这种，就是 no trespassing 这种 sign。
And you can see the sign everywhere that no trespass。
就这个你不要进来，这个地方不可以进来。
And basically, this is close. This place is close to you。
还有人说有很多种隐形门，是不是？你看不到，但真实存在，你就是进不去的。
And people also said there's a lot of this door that it's there, but you cannot see it.
然后我们华人就是都可能都知道有一句古诗哈，就是朱门酒肉臭，路有冻尸骨。
And Chinese knows there's an old poem. Basically, it's the roadside lies all the bodies of frozen bodies of dead people, while the courtyard of riches was reeked of the meat and the wine.
我觉得跟我们刚才看到那个视频就是有类似的地方。
And I think it's this poem is kind ofDescribe the video we just see.
就外面的人这个苦难虐待当中，但是呢，这个在门里面的人衣服光鲜的，然后很从容的样子，然后关上这个门。
And we can see that the people on the street was in the suffering and in the difficulties, but the people inside so wear good clothing and very tentatively just closing the door.
当然了，今天这个世界上很多地方对我们关门，其实我们不用太在意，不去就不去咯，是不是
？Of course, today there's a lot of places that close the door to us. Probably we don't need to care about it. It's no big deal not go there.
但是有一个最重要的门，本来是对人关上了，对人来说最最重要的门。
But there's one door which is most important to human that originally it's closed.
这是什么门呢？伊甸园之门。
And what's the door? This is the door of the Garden of Eden.
自从人类的始祖堕落犯罪之后，上帝就把人赶出了伊甸园，然后关门了，回不去了。
When our ancestors sinned, fall, and that they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and the door is closed. No one can go back in again.
当然这个门是一个形象的说法，但是总之就是人再回不去了。
And of course, here the door is like a figuratory type of speaking. Basically, is that we cannot go back again.
这是对人来说最最重要的一个门，但是没有了。
And this door of Garden of Eden is the most important door for human being, but it's no longer there.
其实世人的光景就是什么呢？世人的光景就是我们刚才看到那个视频，在门外被殴打、被虐待的那一位，这就是世人的光景。
So in today, all of our situation is like the person outside on the street and the video that will be mistreated, would be beaten.
我们今天可能没有被哪一个具体的人殴打、虐待，但是我们都是罪和死亡的。
Maybe we are not beaten by some physical person, but Bible said we are all slavery of sin and death.
很多的时候我们不能不承认，我们真的是无可奈何的活着。
And a lot of times we have to acknowledge we just live there without hope.
很多我们不愿意做的事情，我们要去做啊。
We have to do something. A lot of things we don't want to do.
很多事情不愿意说的话，违心的话，哎呦。
A lot of times we have to say something we don't want to say.
很多我们不喜欢讨好的人，有时候就不能不去讨好他。
And a lot of time we have to please some people we really don't want to please.
其实，当然这些都没有什么哈。我们的老板呐，我们的上司啊，都对我们非常好。但是呢，我们都是罪和死亡的奴隶。
Of course, those may not be mad at anything, maybe our boss and our colleague treat us well. But whatever, we are all the slavery of sin and death.
我们今天被什么虐待呢？被罪，被这个世界上的罪虐待。
So we are all being mistreated or abused by the sin.
我们刚才看到的这个景象是发生在美国纽约，是一个非常富强和平的国家，但是一样会有这样的事啊。
And the video we just see what happened in New York, and the most richest country on the earth, and things happen.
那今天更不要说现在在中东发生的那些事情。
So we don't even want to mention what happened in the Middle East right now.
人们活在恐惧当中，人们活在炮火当中，人们活在人与人之间互相仇恨、互相报复、互相杀戮当中。
And people live in fear, live in war, and live in among them there's hatred and killing and all those things.
逃到哪里去呢?
Where you can escape.
都是这样啊。
Everywhere it's the same.
所以世人都是罪和死亡的奴隶，但是却找不到出路，没有人为他开这个门，不知道这个门在哪里。
So the world, people of the world, is all slave of sin and death. But there's no way out. There's no way out. There's no doors open to it.
感谢神，主耶稣道成肉身来到世界上，向人宣告这个大好的消息。主耶稣说，我就是门。
And thank God Jesus came to this world and claimed this great news, said, I am the door.
所以说凡从我进来的就必得救，并且出入得草吃。
And he said, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out to find the pasture.
我们会看见主耶稣他是门，这个门我们进入之后，我们第一个得到什么呢？得救。
And so we can see that in this passage, Jesus said, I'm the door. When we entered, the first thing happened to us is be saved.
就像那个刚才那个被殴打的那个妇女，她希望有人救她。
And just like the woman that was beaten in the video, and I sure she hoped that someone can save her.
她最不愿意看到的是别人关门，她希望看到别人开门啊，救她。
She don't want to see what she don't want to see is people closing the door. She wanted some people to open the door for her, save her.
这个世界上谁能给我们开这一扇拯救的门呢？只有主耶稣。
And in this world, who can open this door for the salvation? Only Jesus Christ.
我们可能在世界上你会找到很多的出路和找到很多的办法。
You may find a lot of method and a lot of ways.
但是那都不是真正的拯救。
But all those methods and ways are not true salvation.
可能给你带来暂时的麻醉或者暂时的你有一种安全感。
It may bring some a temporary sense of security and maybe temporary type of you can numb yourself.
但是都是暂时的。
But all those are temporary.
你会发现刚出了这个坑又掉到另外一个坑。
And you will find that when you're out of this ditch and you find another one.
你会发现刚出了这个牢房又进了另外一个牢。
And you find that you just get out of this prison and then you enter another prison.
所以只有主耶稣基督这扇门让我们有真正的得救。
And only Jesus Christ, only this door can truly bring salvation to us.
然后主耶稣说，他说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
And in Luke, Jesus talked about the Spirit of God in him, and how he sent him to preach the gospel and to liberate those in the captivity and let those blind to see.
谁是贫穷的？谁是被掳的？谁是瞎眼？谁是受压制的呢？
So let's look at what kind of people is in Paul describing Jesus here in captivity or blind.
所有人都是这样。
And basically, Jesus talked about all of us.
贫穷不仅仅是指你没有钱呐。
And poor is not only means that you don't have money.
贫穷是指你永远不感到满足。
And poor means you're not never content.
我们刚刚看到这个世界上很有钱的一个人，他离婚了。
And we can see that in this world, it's a very rich person that got divorced. We see the news.
我们感到很奇怪啊。
We're seeing very strange, right?
但是想想也很简单，他不满足啊。
But if you think about it, it's pretty simple because there's no content.
他有那么多钱，他还是不满足啊，所以他要离婚呢。
Because so many money, but it cannot satisfy him, so need to get a divorce.
今天这个世界上人都是贫穷，因为人都不满足。
So in this world, everyone is poor because we are not content.
我们心里总有一个地方空在那里，我们抓很多的东西去填满它，填满它，但是你发现就永远填不满。
There's a one place in our heart, it's empty, it's a void, and we try to grab all the things on the earth to fill that void, but you find that it cannot be filled.
那么人们找到另外一个办法，哎呀，我去麻醉自己，我不要去想那个空的地方，我忘记它，我去麻醉自己。
Then people find some other way, find that couldn't fill this void, and then basically said, "Oh, I tried to just lost myself, numb myself, forget about all those things."
但是呢，当你麻醉过后，你醒过来，你更加痛苦。
But after temporarily numb themselves or lost themselves in something.And after they wake up, the even great pain will come to them.
葛培里弟兄哈，他讲过一句话，他说：“这个娱乐事业越发达的地方啊，其实是越可悲啊。”
And brother Billy Graham basically said this: wherever entertainment business kind of most developed area, this is the most desperate and the sad area.
因为人们需要最终你麻醉自己。
Because people need all those entertainment to lock them in or numb themselves.
所有人都贫穷，然后所有人都是被掳。什么是被掳的呢？不自由。
And all people are poor, and also all people are in captivity. What means in captivity? Means you don't have the freedom.
这个世界上很多人没有自由。
And in this world, a lot of people has no freedom.
我以前看过一个视频哈，就是一个年轻人在街上做了一个试验。
And I watched a video before, and a young man did an experiment on the street.
然后呢，他那个试验其实很简单，他就，然后最后他就证明一件事情，他说只要给钱呢，他人们做很多他原先不愿意做的事情。
And the experiment actually is pretty simple. What you try to prove a point is as long as you give money, a lot of people will do things that they are not willing to do.
然后最后那个人呢就做一些他原先不做的事情，然后最后他确实得到钱了。但这个年轻人在这个钱后面他其实写了一句话。
And in the experiment, a lot of people do the things that they are not willing to do, and they do get the money. But this young man actually, when he handed the money, he write something on the back of the money, on one side of the money.
他说呢，我只是一个纸片，但是我控制你的生命。
And what he put on this money is that I am just a piece of paper, but I control your life.
当然了，不是一个这个小小的纸片能够控制我的生命。
Of course, it's not that the piece of the paper control my life.
什么控制我的生命呢?
What control my life?
我心里的贪婪控制我。
Because my greed in my heart.
我心里对金钱的贪婪控制我的生命。
My
greed. 让我去做我不愿意做的事。
My greed of the money and control my life, so they will let me to do the things I'm not willing to do.
那我心里的贪婪可以是贪很多东西啊，贪钱呐、啊。贪名利，贪地位啊，贪虚荣啊，我贪很多东西。
Of course, our greedy can greedy for a lot of things, material things, money, and also our fame, our statues, whatever.
被这些东西控制。
And those the greedy actually controlled our life.
圣经说，就是被这些眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲控制。
And the Bible said we're controlled by the desire of eyes, desire of flesh, and our pride.
所以这自然这就是瞎眼的人了。
And all the people are blind too.
所以你看不到事情的真相，你会看到，等你明白过来，你就会觉得，哎呀，我的生命如此的可悲，就被这一片小小的纸片控制。我怎么以前就看不到呢？
And people was blind because they don't see this until they, when the, one day they come back, they said, oh, my life actually controlled by one, this one piece of paper. Why I don't see it before?
所以这就是说瞎眼的人，什么是瞎眼的人？就不仅仅是说你看不见了，他是看不到真相，或者说看不到你该看到的重点。
So Jesus also said that people are blind is that the blind is not physical, your naked eye cannot see it, but The blind is something you cannot see the truth, or you cannot see the things what important in your life.
那耶稣说他来拯救这样的人。
And Jesus said he came to save such people.
耶稣说他就是门，他为这样的人开了一个出路，开了一扇门。
And Jesus said he is the door. He opened the door. He opened a way for those type of people.
然后这是一个得拯救的门。
And this is the door for the salvation.
得自由，得释放。
And the door for liberty. And the door for freedom.
然后得生命，得永生。
And the door for life, for eternity.
耶稣说我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
And Jesus said, I'm the door. If anyone enters by me, will be saved and will go in and out and find the pasture.
或者就是我出入到哪我都有牧场，我都能够找到。
And basically saying in a parable of the sheep is the sheep of God. No matter where he goes, there's always pasture there.
我们会看见这个门呐、啊、很有意思。这个门就是你进去，你还可以出来，出入。
And we can see this door is very interesting. Jesus said you can go in and out.
这个世界上很多门，你进去你想出来不那么容易了。
And a lot of times in this world, this door that when you go in, it's probably difficult to get out.
你掉进去了，你想出来不容易的。
When you fall into that, it's not easy for you to get out.
但耶稣说他这个门不一样，他不是你进去，他把你关在里面不让你走，不是，你进去你得到了自由，出入自由。
And Jesus said his door is different. When you go in, it's not something you lock the door. No, it don't let you out. It basically says when you go in, you got a complete freedom.
所以耶稣这个门它不是监狱， 不是进去就关在里面了，不是，而是你进去，你相反你得到的自由。
So、
你不进去，你反而没有自由。
So the door of Jesus is not like the door of a prison, and you enter, you don't have a freedom. And it's on the contrary, when you enter the door of Jesus, you got a complete freedom.
所以这就是耶稣说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
And that's what Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
啊，今天很多人啊，对基督教信仰有一个误解。
And today we have a lot of misconception of Jesus, the faith of Christianity.
啊，我以前给我的一些好朋友传福音的时候，我听到很多人就是这样说。
And I always hear people say to me, and when I preach the gospel to them, to my good friend,
就是他们啊，我不要成为基督徒，啊，成为基督徒很多事情我都不能干了，那不行，我自由了。
So they complain to me, I don't want to become a Christian, because if I become a Christian, I'm no longer have a freedom. I cannot do a lot of things I want to do.
那是不是这样呢？
And is that the case?
那如果成为基督徒，那我们是失去自由。那耶稣为什么说，我们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由呢？
If truly that we become a Christian, we lost the freedom, and why Jesus said, and you shall know the truth.And truth will make you free.
啊，我以前看到一个基督徒的见证呐，我觉得哎，这个见证正好啊，让我明白什么是真正的自由。
And I read a testimony of a Christian, and I thought, well, that testimony actually kind of helped us to understand what the true mean of the freedom.
啊，就是在很多年以前呐，在台湾的监狱里面是不允许抽烟的。
And many years ago in Taiwan, the prison has a bar from smoking.
然后呢，但是很多囚犯他就很喜欢抽烟呐。
And a lot of prisoner actually like to smoke.
然后就有人呢，就偷偷的就把烟呐，就偷偷的就弄到这个监狱里面去。
So there were people that will be smuggling those cigarettes into the prison.
一根烟卖$100，就一根呐。
And one cigarette will sell for $100.
啊，但是就有一个囚犯呢，他的烟瘾非常的大，他受不了，他必须要抽。
And one prison actually has a very addicted by smoking, and so he just cannot handle, he cannot smoke, so he want to smoke.
然后呢，他反正不管多么贵，然后都不管多么困难，他总能在监狱里面搞到烟抽。
So no matter how difficult, how expensive, that he always managed to get some cigarette to smoke.
那后来有一天，这个囚犯呢，他信主，他认罪悔改，成为了基督徒。
And one day, this prisoner actually come to trust in Jesus Christ. He repent his sin and accept Jesus Christ.
然后他就说。我现在我是属基督的人了，就基督耶稣是我的大哥了。
And then he said, "Now I'm of Christ, and Christ is my big brother now."
所以从现在我自由了，我不再被这个烟瘾控制。
So he said, "Now I'm free. I'm no longer controlled by the addiction of the smoke, cigarettes."
然后呢，他就在一张纸上画了一个十字架，在这个十字架上呢就。一个烟就拿个小钉子钉在这个十字架上面。
And so he draw a picture of a cross, and then he hang on the wall, and then he nail one cigarette on the cross.
然后就在他那个牢房里面，这根烟天天就钉在那个十字架，他天天可以看到。
And this is hanging on this cell wall.
然后他就说：“哎，你钉在那儿了，你诱惑不了我，我自由了。”
So what he says basically to the cigarette, you are nailed on the cross. You no longer have an attraction to me. I'm free.
后来正好就在那一年呢，这个马英九总统就颁布新的命令，台湾监狱可以抽烟了。
And but at that year, actually, the president of Taiwan, President Ma, actually announced the, basically move away this.Bar of a cigarette in the prison. So basically, the prisoner can smoke.
所以那个烟在监狱里就可以合法买卖啊，就不会是$100一根呐、啊，就很便宜啊，你就买来抽啊。
So basically, cigarette can be sold legally at the prison, and it's pretty cheap. You can just buy it and smoke.
然后别的囚犯呢就笑这个基督徒囚犯，就说你看看你现在都不抽了，以前那么贵你抽那么多，你看现在随便抽你不抽了。
So all the prisoner basically laughed at this prisoner. So they look at you andBefore, it was so expensive, you spend so much difficult to get to smoke. Now, it's available, and you no longer smoke.
但是这个信主的基督徒，他真的就不抽了。他不管你这个烟，抽烟合法还是不合法，这些东西对他没关系了，他就不抽了。
But this Christian actually, indeed, he no longer smokes cigarette because he don't care whether it's legal or illegal, whatever.
后来他从出狱之后一直到现在可能二三十年过去，他就再也没有抽过一根烟。
And after he got out of the prison and go outside for like about 20-30 years up to now, he never smoked again.
所以我看到这个见证，我就说什么是真正的自由。
And then when I saw this, read this testimony, I think, wow, that's what the true meaning of the freedom.
只有耶稣基督给我们真正的自由。
Only Jesus Christ gave us the true freedom.
这是真正的自由。
And that's the true freedom.
你各种的诱惑试探，你拿我没办法。我不被你捆绑，不被你牵引，我自由了。
And all the things cannot be attract me. I'm not controlled by you. I'm free.
就是哪怕这个世界上的法律政策，我都不是服在这个下面。我不是说你法律许可我做的事情我就去做，不是的，我想不做我就不做。
Even the law of this world is not have a control me. It's not saying that the law allow me to do, I can do it. Basically, I said, if I don't want to do it, I cannot do it.
今天这个世界上有很多的法律很荒谬，对不对？
And we can see there's a lot of law in this world today is pretty kind of ridiculous.
好多地方就是大麻是合法的。
And a lot of times the drug is legal now.
就是这个，不是所有的 drug， 当然未来可能会有那么一天，但至少目前还不是这样啊。
Of course, it's not all the drug, maybe just the certain type of drug.
那有些人说，哎，那太好了，那我去啊。
Of course, some people said, oh, that's good, then I can do it.
那真正自由的是什么？真的是我不管你，你这个法律跟我有什么关系呢？
And but the true freedom is that I don't care your law allows or not.
我不管你法律怎么规定的，我顺服我的主耶稣基督。
And I don't care what how the law regulates. I submit to my Lord Jesus Christ.
前段有段时间就是我还碰到一个那的姊妹，她就说：“哎呀，她说，她是从别的州过来嘛。她说你们爱德荷州，啊，有没有就是禁止这个聚会呢？因为在疫情严重的期间，哈。”
And not long ago, I ran into a sister actually come from other state, and she asked me that, when in the time of a very serious pandemic, does Idaho actually forbidden you guys to gather together for worship?
后来我说，哎呀，我还没有特别注意哈，我没有特别注意，反正我们觉得就是该聚会就聚会嘛，就是然后当然也是神对弟兄姊妹各自的带领嘛。
And I answered her that, I not really pay attention to that. I think we just gather together to worship of according to the spirit, how that led, how it leads our brothers and sisters.
后来那个姊妹呢，因为她从别的州过来，她就非常的对她那个州她很不满意，她说我们州出法律就不让基督徒聚会啊，非常非常生气。
And that sister, because she come from other state, she talked to me that she was very angry because their state actually has the law at that time said the Christian cannot get together.
后来她看我听了这个消息，我好像蛮平静的，她说你难道不生气吗？
And when she saw me hear this news, kind of, it's not that very emotional. She just asked me, "You're not angry about that?"
后来我说在我以前的国家，这个基督徒聚会就总是被看作好像违反政策、违反什么，但是我们也一直聚会啊。
I said, "Well, from the country I came from, and Christian get together most time, I seem like illegal or something, but." We are gathered together anyway.
怎样？真的谁能拦得住呢？你说这个上帝的儿女要敬拜上帝，你说这个地上的君王他怎么办法拦不住啊？
And I said, who can stop the children of God want to worship God? And of course, earthly king law cannot stop it.
然后我还跟一些弟兄姊妹哈，他们仍然还在这样的环境当中，就说哎呀，你们现在聚会怎么样？会不会被抓起来呀？
And sometimes I still talk to the Christian where I come from and ask them, how do you guys get together? How is there any dangers of being in captivity?
抓起来没关系啊，抓起来我们在狱中歌唱啊，像保罗和希拉，我们赞美主啊。
And the answer is, well, we really don't care if we're captured and we'll be singing in the prison, just like Paul and Sheila.
基督徒是这个世界上最自由的。
And a Christian was the most free person in this world.
你怎么可以这样自由呢？
How can you be such a freedom?
你不被眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲所驱使、所诱惑、所奴役。
Because you are not driven by your desire of your flesh, by your pride, by the desire of your eyes, and you are not controlled by them, and mistreated by them, abused by them.
甚至这个地上的君王你都不是，当地上的君王与神的心意不合的时候，你都是自由的来面对这个地上的君王。
Even when the earthly king and when his will is different from God's, and you at that moment you still are very free, you can freely to face the earthly king.
进耶稣这个门不是失去自由，是得到真正的自由。出入都有草吃，任何地方都得生命的供应。
So enter the door of Jesus Christ is not lost freedom, but rather the complete freedom. You can in and out, no matter where you go, it's always a pasture.
在约翰福音四章13-14节，主耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。”我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，滋涌到永生。
And John 4:13-14, Jesus said, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, and whoever drinks the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I give him will become in him a fountain of the water spring up to the everlasting life."
前面说的这个这水，前面说的第一种水，就是这个世界上世界所提供的。
And the first to talk about this word is talking about the water that provided by this world.
与其说这个世界所提供的水啊是水，不如说是诱饵。
And if we talk about this world, that the water that provided this by this world, we call it water. Maybe we should call it a bait.
Bait.就是这个是形容了，我当然不是说耶稣说的应该说要，我不是这个意思，这是形容，就是这个地世界提供的东西啊，你吃了还想吃，你吃了还想吃，你越吃越渴，你就不停的得要吃下去，得要咬下去。
And,
这个地世界的东西。
Basically, I'm of course try to make a description here. The world, things of the world, provide to you is like a bait. The more you drink, more you want it.More you drink, you get more thirsty, and the more you want it.
就上瘾了，对不对？
Because you basically addicted.
然后你就被他控制啊。
And you'll be controlled.
哪里能够赚到更多钱？去哪里啊？
When I can make more money, I run into there.
啊，哪里可以满足我的这个肉体的欲望、眼目的欲望？拉斯维加去啊。
Las Vegas can satisfy my desire of flesh and desire of my eyes, then I just go there.
啊，我做这件事情在这个州不合法。我做这个事情在那个州合法。去啊。
It's illegal in here, in this state, and it's illegal in other state. Let's go there.
就你吃这个东西，你喝这个东西，你越喝越渴，越喝越渴，然后他就带着你走了。
So you can see the things that you drink it, you eat it. The more you drink it, more thirsty. And the more you drink it, more thirsty. So these things basically lead you.
但是耶稣说他的水就不是这样。
But Jesus said the water from him is not like that.
喝一口就不渴。
And when you drink it, it's never thirsty.
喝了耶稣的水就永远饱足了。
And when you drink the water from Jesus Christ, it will be fully content.
别的水没兴趣了。
And you don't have a desire for the other waters.
因为我吃过，我喝过真正好的。
Because I have drinked that true water.
我以前认为那些美食家呀，什么叫美食家？就到处吃好东西那种人。
And I thought those, before I thought the people that call those people have, good food taste, whatever that name is, and they eat the good food everywhere.
这以前是我小时候梦想中的职业。
And that's actually my dream profession.
我说哇，那多好啊，都不花钱，别人请我去嘛。
I thought, well, that would be good, you know, I don't need to spend money, people invite me to taste their food.
后来我看到一些真正的很厉害的美食家，我发现一个现象，哇，好瘦啊！这些人都很瘦。
And later on, I find one phenomenon: those people with those profession actually they are very skinny.
我怎么会呢？天天吃好东西，瘦成这个样子。
And I was thinking, how come it be they eat the good food every day? How can they become so skinny?
后来我后来这些人知道，他吃过真正好的东西啊，一般的东西他不吃了。
And so later I know because they really eat good food. So in general, they don't eat those ordinary food.
说的直白点，境界不一样。
So basically, they are in a different level of tasting of the food.
当然了，基督徒呢，我们吃过真正好的东西。
So as a Christian, we truly eat the good stuff.
喝的是活水。
And we drink the living water.
我们听的是上帝说的话。
We hear the word of God.
所以那些好莱坞电影啊，那些什么，那些东西啊，我看看了，但是我们不会陷进去，是不是
？And so, you know, Hollywood movie, maybe we watch it, but we don't fall into it.
但我们真正我们吃过好的东西。
Because we have the good stuff.
所以耶稣怎么让我们得到这真正的自由呢？耶稣不是把我们捆起来，耶稣不是这样。耶稣说，他要给我们真正好的东西，给真正生命的粮食。我们吃了，其他的世界上的诱惑试探，那些食物控制不了我们了，诱惑不了我们了。
So how Jesus said he gave us the freedom is not try to control us, rather he gave the best to us. So once we have the best, then all the earthly things no longer attract to us.No longer control us.
所以耶稣说，就从他就是门，然后从这个门进来呢，第一得救，第二出路啊，得自由，第三得草吃。
And Jesus said, "He is the door. When you enter this door, number one, you got to be saved. Number two, you have the freedom in and out. Number three, you find the pasture."
耶稣说，他就是生命的粮，到他这里来，永必定不饿，信他的。
And Jesus said, "He's the bread of life. That when come to Him, we're never hungry, and believing Him, shall never thirst."
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life."
然后，在约翰福音六章六十三节，耶稣说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And John 6, Chapter 6, verse 63 said, the spirit who gives life, the flesh profit nothing, and the word that I spoke to you are the spirit and their life.
所以当耶稣说，他的肉是可吃的，他的血的是可喝的，但是人们就感到不理解，你这话什么意思呢？
So when Jesus said to his people, said, my flesh, you can eat my flesh and drink my blood, and the people don't understand what that means.
接下来耶稣就说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益。我对你们说的话就是生命。
And then Jesus followed up with explanation that the spirit who gives life and the flesh profit nothing, but my word is that I spoke to you is the spirit and the life.
也就是说，耶稣讲的话就是我们生命的供应，就是我们生命的粮食，给我们属灵的供应。
So basically, the word that spoke by Jesus Christ, and that's the bread of life. It gave us the provision of our life.
进入耶稣这扇门， 得拯救，得自由，得生命，或者说得生命的供应，这个生命是永恒的生命。
So into the door of Jesus Christ, then we have be saved, and we have the freedom, and we have the life, or we have the provision of a life.
然后我们还特别注意到耶稣说，我就是门，凡从我进来。
And the other things we want to pay attention that Jesus said, if anyone.
所有人开，这个门对所有人打开。
And this door open to everybody.
凡是进耶稣这个门
，If anyone，
无论你是什么人，无论你有没有受过教育，无论你是什么文化、什么传统、什么背景，通通耶稣不管。
And open to everybody, no matter who you are, and from which country and culture, educated, non-educated, tradition, whatever, Jesus don't care.
这个门向任何人敞开。
And this door open to everybody.
今天这个世界上你很难找到这样的门，对不对
？In today's world, you hardly can find such a door.
我相信可能有很多华人都知道，以前在上海有的公园里面都写的“华人跟狗不得入内”，是不是
？And we know when the old time in China, there's some place for put in the park said the Chinese and dog is not entered.
我有一次就是 hiking 的时候，我不小心走到别人这个高尔夫球场里面去了。
And one time I was when I was hiking, I was kind of I mistakenly walk into other people's golf course.
后来我意识过来啊，但是那里的人对我还蛮好，但提醒我还就立刻就走。后来我才明白，这其实可以变成一件很严重的事情。
And of course the people kind of at that time are pretty friendly and they remind me.And so I left. And later, I kind of realized there can be a very serious thing when I entered this their golf course. Because there's a private golf club. You're not a member. You're not going to get into it. Because you haven't paid the fee for the club. If you don't live in this neighborhood, you cannot enter that golf course.
那住在那个地方也不是所有人有钱就可以住的，对不对？
Even live there, it's not every people was have this money to live there.
我们都知道啊，就是英国哦，不对，那个印度啊，被称为圣雄的甘地，或者被印度人称为他们的这个像国父一样的人物。
And we know all Gandhi from India.Of course, that's the hero of Indian people.
然后我们知道他年轻的时候啊，他是非常渴望成为一名基督徒的。他是，研究圣经，他对圣经非常的熟。他把那个耶稣的登山宝训，他基本上能背下来。
And when he was young, he's very much desired to know Christianity and want to become a Christian. He studied the Bible. He even can memorize the teaching on the mountain of Jesus Christ.
那时候甘地很年轻，他在南非学法律当律师。
And at that time, Gandhi is very young, and he studied law in South Africa and become a lawyer.
然后他有一天，终于找到一个教堂了，一个基督教堂，他想进去啊。
And one day he find a church, and he want to go into that church. He want to go to that church.
他那个教堂看门的就把他拦住了，你站住，你要干什么？
But the doorkeeper of that church actually stopped him and said, well, what do you want to do? And this church is for white, and you're not going to get into
it.
And after that, Gandhi don't want to become Christian anymore.
但后来一直有记者就是去问他，其实他说我非常非常爱耶稣。
And later on, the reporter actually interviewed him, and he said, "Actually, I love Jesus very much."
他说，但是很遗憾的是，就是我看到的基督徒基本上没有像耶稣那样。他说，如果基督徒能够都像耶稣那样，他说，那印度早就没有印度教徒了。
But unfortunately, all the Christians I saw are not like Jesus. If Christians are like Jesus.And India probably don't have those believers of India.
这个世界上的门 没有这样向所有人开的。
And the door of this world is not like this one, open to everybody.
这不是出于神的，这是出于人自己的罪行。
It's not because that's come from God. It's from our sinful nature.
我们从圣经中看到，从旧约到新约，上帝一再的对以色列民说，他们要公平平等的对待在他们当中的外人寄居的。
From Old Testament to New Testament, God again and again teach Israelites they have to be fairly treat everybody, include those live among them, the aliens.
那么，在哥罗西书三章十一节更是告诉我们。在基督里，在基督的教会里，不再分什么希腊人、犹太人、受割礼、未受割礼、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之中。
And in the Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, it made even more clear in church, in Christ, no matter Greeks or Hebrews or circumcised, uncircumcised, slavery of slavery or free, none of them, they all in Christ in one.
对，就是，当然在这里是列举这些人，但是我们都知道，就包括这世界上一切的人，按神的形象所造的人。
Of course, in this passage that he tried to list this couple of them as a representation of all the people created in the image of God.
然后在路加福音十三章二十九节告诉我们，天国的宴席从东西南北很多人会来。
And in the Luke chapter 13, he said, in the kingdom of God, there's a lot of people from east, west, south, northern, and south.
耶稣给所有的人开了一扇得拯救、得自由、得生命的门，但是很多人就不进去。
Jesus opened a door to everyone, a door of be saved, door of freedom, and a door of life. But a lot of people choose not into it, this door.
那么耶稣讲过一个比喻，就是天国宴席的比喻。
And Jesus made a parable about the feast in the heaven.
那么这个主人打发仆人去邀请人来，但是很多人都拒绝了，不去，不去。
And the master sent his servant to invite the people, come to the feast. And a lot of people made an excuse not to go there to feast.
他们找出各种各样的理由。
And they have all kinds of excuses.
买地的，买牛的，娶妻的。
Because I bought the land, I bought a cow, and all got married.
所以简单的说，就这些人看这些牛啊、地啊、家庭啊，远远的比看这个王的宴席更加重要。
Put in simple that those people basically weight the land and the family and everything is much important than the feast of the king.
马太福音告诉我们，这个宴席啊，是王为他儿子摆的婚宴。
And in the Matthew, book of Matthew actually made it more clear, this feast is not just honor feast, it's the wedding feast that king put up together for his son.
婚宴，很多人一辈子就一次啊，非常非常重要。
And you can see feast of marriage is just once. It's very important in life.
但这些人呢，就觉得，哎呀，那有什么重要的？他说，我的事情更重要。
But those people will say, well, that's not important. My thing is more important.
所以不仅仅是轻看这个宴席，其实就是轻看王。而轻看这个王的儿子。
So they are not only like looked on this feast, they actually didn't pay attention to the king and to the son of the king.
当然我们也都知道这个比喻的后来谁进入那个宴席呢？贫穷的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的。
Of course, in the end, we know in this parable who was invited to this feast is that those on the street is a poor and a blind and a maimed and a halt.
那这些人进到这个宴席里，他们就不会说看不起这个宴席了。他们说我们得到了，我们根本是不配得到的东西。
And so those people come to the feast. There's no longer they can look down this feast, but rather they think they come to the feast, they get something they are not worthy of.
所以我们会看见，其实这个上帝的邀请是向所有人发出的，耶稣的门是向所有人打开的。
So we can see the invitation of God is open to everybody, and the God door of Jesus is open to everyone.
那最后谁能真正进去呢？
But who can truly enter?
就是看到自己我不配进去的人，他反而进去了。
And those who see themselves are not worthy, but they got entered.
那哪些人接到了邀请，但是最后没有进去呢？
And what kind of people got the invitation, but they did not enter?
就是他看其他很多东西，或者看他自己比那个王的儿子或者他儿子更加重要。
Those people that he see many of his own things is much important than the king and his son.
其实今天也是一样，今天很多人看很多很多事情比耶稣重要，比教会重要，比礼拜天来到教会重要。
So today there's a lot of times we see a lot of things is much important than God, than Jesus, than come to the Sunday to worship God.
他说，哎呀，这个我有很多事情可以做啊。
And we say there's a lot of things I can do.
然后为什么要去到神的家，去的教会呢？
Why do I have to come to the house of God to church?
为什么就是我要听上帝怎么说呢？那上帝应该听我怎么说啊？
Why I have to hear what God said to me, and he should hear what I said.
当然了，我们也都知道，那些拒绝邀请，拒绝天国邀请的人，最后是爱不切齿了。
And we know that all those who rejected the invitation, and the consequence is the cry.
因为当人落入到地狱当中，那就再也没有机会了。
So when we fall into the hell, there's no more opportunity anymore.
所以在这个但丁写的这个一个名著啊，叫《神曲》，当中他描绘这个地狱啊，所以地狱的入口上面有一句话，写了一句话。
And in Dante's work, and he talk about in the gate of the hell, there is a one sentence there.
他那句话说什么？他说。你看，就说，来者啊，快将一切盼望抛弃。
And in this work, in this sentence, hang on the gate of the hell, he said, those who come here, just give up all your hope.
没用啊，你到地狱，盼望这些东西，没用啊，再也没有机会。
And there is no use in hell. Hope is no longer useful anymore.
那就真的是没门了。
And that is the truly no way.
没有门让你再出去了。
And no way, no door lets you get out.
那么我们会看见耶稣这个门呢，凡信他的都可以去，然后我们知道白白得。
And we also see the door of Jesus Christ is everyone can go there and trust, go there and believe and go there. And it's also gave it freely, open it to you freely.
不需要做什么，信就可以了。
And you don't need to do anything. All you need to do is trust.
所以在罗马
and believe.
罗马书三章二十四节说，我们因着耶稣基督的救赎白白的诚意，我什么都不用做，白白得到这样的恩典，这样的机会。
And so in Romans, it talk about we have the, with the redemption in Jesus Christ, we're freely and justified by His grace.
然后在启示录更是告诉我们，这个圣灵和心腹都说，来听见的人应该说来。
And also in the Revelation, we see that the Holy Spirit and the Bride says, come.
口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水。
He said, "Come and let him thirsty come, and he can have this water of life freely."
生命的水白白的喝。
And the water of life, you can drink this water of life freely.
你说我看到这句话，我都在想，还为什么还要说愿意的呢？这难道还有人不愿意吗？
And but when I read this passage, I think, let him come whoever desires. Is anyone still not desire for that?
生命的活水白给你喝，难道还有人不愿意喝？
And you have the freely, the free word of life, but is anyone don't desire for this life?
那真有哎。
And but unfortunately, yes.
真有很多很多人不愿意。
Many people do not desire.
骄傲的人。
The people with pride.
看自己是世界中心，轻看上帝的人。
Look at ourselves as the center of the world and look down God.
非常非常遗憾，这样的人错过他们人生最应该进的一个门。
Unfortunately, this type of people actually miss the door that they should enter. Most should enter.
喝了一堆这个世界上让他越喝越渴的水，真正解渴的水，他却不愿意喝了。
Drink a lot of water of this earth that make them even thirsty, but truly can address their thirsty problem. No water is never drinking. So in today's passage, we said Jesus said he's the door.
所有绝望的，所有在罪和死亡奴役之下的人都可以进入耶稣这个门。
All desperate in the control and abuse of sin and death.Can enter the store.
只要信就可以了。
As long as you believe.
得到什么呢？
What are you gains?
得到拯救。
Against the salvation.
得到自由。
Against the freedom.
得到生命和生命的供应，这是永恒自由的生命。
Against the life and the provision of the life. And this the life is eternal and free.
你说天下只有这样的好事，白白的得到，我一点代价不用付，就是有。
And you ask, is that such a good thing there? It's too good to be true? And I can do nothing? Yes, that's true.
因为有一位付了代价。
Because the one actually paid the price.
就是主耶稣。
That's Jesus Christ.
这个门可以打开，不是我们付代价了，是耶稣付代价。
We didn't pay a price to let this door open, and Jesus Christ did.
我们请大家一起来起立，我们来读一处经文。
So in the end, let's stand up. Let's read one more scripture.
好，我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读希伯来书十章，十九节到二十五节。
Let's read together Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 25.
希伯来书十章十九节起，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临定，就更当。好，感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上，来为我们打开这扇门。
We thank you, send your only begotten Son Jesus Christ come to this world and open this door for us.
让我们紧紧因着信靠主耶稣基督，我们就可以得拯救，得自由，得永远的生命。
Then just by trust him, we can have the salvation, we can have the freedom, and we can have the eternal life.
我们没有付上任何的代价，我们仅仅相信就可以得到。
We didn't pay any price, just by believing him, we can have this.
那我们知道主耶稣基督付上了代价。
And we know that Jesus Christ paid the price.
他的身体在被钉在十字架上，担负我们的罪。
His body was nailed on the cross. There are sin.
他在十字架上代替我们接受上帝罪的刑罚，满足上帝公义的要求。
On the cross, he took our place to take the punishment of God, to satisfy the requirement of justice of God.
让我们一切信靠耶稣的人，我们就可以白白的得到这门，白白的得到这恩典。
So all of us who trust in Him will have this door and this grace freely.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面。
May the Holy Spirit put the word of God into our heart.
让我们行事为人与我们得到的恩典能够相称。
So our deeds will be worthy of our salvation and the grace.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.